When the Washington area snipers were at large, confounding law enforcement in half a dozen counties, the Montgomery County, Maryland police offered a reward, and citizens contributed to the reward fund until it exceeded $500,000. So now the question is, who gets how much? Another question, when do they get it, was answered by the Montgomery County Police Chief yesterday. It will be after the suspects have been tried, and that probably means at least a year from now. Well, we wondered if there's any conventional wisdom to dispersing rewards, so we've called Dennis Kenny, professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York City. Dennis Kenny, there were 60,000 tips in this case, including two people who saw the dark-colored Chevy Caprice at a roadside rest stop just before the men were arrested. How about $250,000 apiece for those two?
That may be what they decide. The amount of money that's been established will be the upper limit of what they will pay, and what the authorities will now have to do is decide, one, how many important or qualifying tips they had and how important each of those tips were, and they'll adjust the amounts that they pay accordingly.
Well, there was one man from Tacoma, Washington, who actually had called in and named one of the two suspects, the elder man, and said, I think that's the guy who's doing this. I served in the Army with him. If that came in before the others, could you say, well, if it was a real lead, should he get the whole $500,000, say?
Well, generally, in cases like this, there isn't a single lead. Generally, it's numerous pieces come together. The police put them together, and it equals the puzzle, so that they would do some proportionate distribution. It would sound as though that individual, if in fact that proves to be the case, would certainly be entitled to a portion of it.
What if somebody called in and gave what really was, should have been useful information that wasn't acted on, but it was right? And they gave a very accurate tip, but it didn't in fact lead to the arrest.
I would think that if it was determined to be an accurate tip, a correct tip, and should have led to the arrest, then I would think that they would have a fair claim. It would either be something that the authorities would simply decide to do, or would undoubtedly wind up being settled in some sort of a court action.
But I assume if you raise money, if you offer a reward and you raise money, one thing you have to do is you have to give somebody the reward money, don't you?
You have to give at least some of the reward money out. Given that citizens contributed, I would assume that they probably will in this case, give it all out. But in many cases, when they establish a reward, it's an up-to amount. It doesn't necessarily mean that the entire thing would be given.
Let's say the police make a judgment about how the reward should be established, and someone who phoned in a tip says, wait a minute, you know, I contributed some information that was helpful, and I should be getting more of that money.
Well, you could have the case where it's my understanding there's a gentleman who called in information about what turned out to be incorrect information about the car, but the information was not acted on. He certainly would have a claim to be able to come back and say, it's not my fault that the police didn't use the information correctly. I'm still entitled to a cut. That might be something that would have to be resolved in a court.
I mean, there could be litigation over who gets what piece of the reward.
Oh, absolutely. It would not surprise me at all, particularly in a major case like this where you have, as you say, thousands of tips, everybody hoping that theirs is worth a slice of it. A lot of people have the sense that, you know, you call in, you give the information, they make an arrest, you go down and pick up your check. And it's not uncommon for there to be a great deal of disappointment when people figure out that it takes a long time and they get a fraction of what they thought they were going to get.
What is the thinking on the part of law enforcement about rewards, that they do actually pry loose important information?
In law enforcement, there tends to be a good deal of support for it. Around the country, however, there is some mixed views. Some communities automatically contribute money for cases that they consider to be important. Other communities feel that it's not appropriate to pay people to be good citizens.
Dennis Kenny, thanks a lot for talking with us today. Dennis Kenny, who's a professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York City. Thank you.